This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We go to the hotline, and we welcome in Jarrett Bell, USA Today NFL writer, as we are on the precipice of Super Bowl 52. Find him on Twitter at Jarrett Bell. Jarrett, thanks for joining us tonight, friend.
What's happening, Ken? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was called a liar earlier tonight because I said I didn't want to go to the Super Bowl, and I said if my favorite team was playing in the Super Bowl, I still wouldn't want to go. Am I a liar?
I think you are speaking the truth, probably because you're thinking of the Super Bowl scene, right? Not
yes.
Just the game. You're thinking about the environment, the atmosphere, the activities that you can do leading up to the game, and I'm going to take a guess that snowmobiling, ice fishing might not be your cup of tea. It's the most exciting thing to do for a week leading up to the Super Bowl. So that's one of the big challenges here in having the Super Bowl in what they call the Bold North.
Well, I'm built for cold, so I mean, I would probably make fun of it, but I think I would rather a more tropical climate. Also, okay, Jarrett, just speaking as a fan here. Now, you're from Detroit. I'm not going to say that you're a Lions. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I know you've covered it for so long. I that would impugn your dignity as a journalist, whatever. I can talk like this because I'm from Cleveland. My team's never been to a Super Bowl. If my team went to a Super Bowl, Jarrett, I got to tell you, if they lost, that'd be a pretty big matzo ball hanging out there. I've said that twice now. It would probably be in my head forever, and it would probably taint what would probably be a great trip.
Yeah, it would probably be a better trip though if it was like in Miami,
yeah,
or Southern California. You might be able to, you know, survive it if your team lost. But I feel you. You know, for some of these franchises, Super Bowls are, you know, so far and few between if they've ever happened, that it is a big deal. Now, Philadelphia, has it been 13 years or 14 or something like that since they were last in a Super Bowl? But, you know, you think about these New England fans, they've got eight of them now in the past, you know, 20 years or whatever, less than that. I mean, in the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era. And so it's kind of gotten to be old hat, and you wonder if, like, people who, you know, tend to travel with the Patriots are as excited about going again. I know Kraft and Belichick and Brady are excited about going again, but, you know, when you talk about fans forking over, you know, thousands of dollars to make a Super Bowl trip, it may have lost some of the luster for Patriots fans. Just a little bit. Not the fact that their team is in it, but in terms of going and spending all the dough that you have to.
Well, Jarrett, then, has it lost a little luster with you then that, hey, the Patriots are going again? Or are we getting a little bit tired of them? Or do you see Tom Brady at 40 and kind of marvel that he's still able to do it?
Yeah, I marvel. And, you know, I'm like a lot of people. I don't mind seeing somebody knock the Patriots off, right? And we thought this year it might be the Steelers. We thought during the first half of the AFC Championship game, yeah, it might be the Jaguars, right? So until you beat the champ, I totally have all the respect for them. And and really admire how they've done it with different teams, different styles of play, all the versatility. So, you know, my hat's off to them. But, you know, it's kind of like, can you knock out the champ? Can you beat the champ? And, I mean, there's been some teams that have, you know, been able to take them down. You think about Denver a couple years ago, you know, during Peyton Manning's year in winning the Super Bowl with them and that great defense, and the Giants, obviously. But the thing about the Patriots that is also pretty striking is the fact that in all of these Super Bowls that they've been in, I think they could have lost all of them except maybe the one against Philly, because Philly scored late to make it a three-point game. But all of those other Super Bowls could have really gone either way. And I guess you can still make the point that you know, the Philadelphia Super Bowl could have gone either way too. But just think about all these close calls this team has had in Super Bowls. Now, when you think about dynasties, generally you think, okay, you're blowing away the opponents. And they are blowing away the opponents when you look at their record and, you know, however many straight championship games they've been in and how many straight division titles and all of that, right? But when it comes down to these Super Bowl games, they haven't had the Super Bowl blowouts that we've seen from some of the great teams in history. But, you know, that, if that's the only thing you could really pick at with their dominance, then, you know, I think the Patriots will take that.
Jared Bell joining us, USA Today NFL writer. Find him on Twitter at Jared Bell. Who's more important to the Patriots, Brady or Belichick?
I think Belichick, because he puts the whole thing together. But, I mean, you wouldn't be able to put all this together without Brady. So, you know, that question just reminds me of a question from about 20 years ago when the question was Elway or Shanahan. And generally speaking, you go with the talent as opposed to the coach. Because how many times have we seen great coaches not be such great coaches when they lose a certain amount of talent? So, but I know in covering these guys over the years and talking to Brady about how, you know, Belichick really developed him, and this was not a recent conversation, but in terms of thinking about, you know, you're talking about a sixth-round draft pick, and, you know, nobody really thought he was going to be much of a, you know, of an NFL prospect, and, you know, they made it work. I think Belichick, for everything he's done to really kind of keep this thing as consistent as it is and set the standards and the culture, if I had to pick one, I would pick, if you just forced me to pick one or the other, I would probably pick Belichick. But, I mean, shoot, that means not picking the greatest quarterback ever, probably.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
You drive a tough bargain, man.
I tried. Jared Bell joining us on the show from USA Today. Okay, on the other side of it, say Nick Foles wins this game, and I'm sure that some team would make him a starter down the line, but say he never really picks up, it's just whatever. Where does, as a journalist, you become an historian even by proxy, where does he fit then in the history of the game?
If Nick Foles wins this game.
If he wins it, and then just becomes whatever again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, Jeff Hostetler, I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about, right? A guy who joined a very good team when he had to play, and in Hostetler's case, you know, Phil Simms got hurt, now it's Carson Wentz. Phil Simms was not having an MVP season, but, I mean, Phil Simms was an established quarterback who had been a Super Bowl MVP. So this would remind me of Hostetler. Trent Dilfer with Baltimore, you could make a case there, but, you know, you think about Dilfer, his career, and kind of some of the ups and downs and that great Baltimore defense. I mean, they may have won the Super Bowl with Tony Banks that year too, right? So, you know, I would look at Jeff Hostetler as the one off the top of my head that I'd say, yeah, this one would remind me of.
It's the first thing you think about. What would be going through Carson Wentz's mind if his team wins the Super Bowl without him on the field and with Nick Foles?
Yeah, you know what? I think you got to be professional and mature enough to be happy for the guys. And just from all the vibes that, you know, I've felt from Carson Wentz and in recent weeks from the Eagles talking about what they have there without Carson Wentz and how he still is involved and all of that. You know, I think, you know, he'll take the high road and the mature road and then say, hey, okay, I'm going to try to do it next year. Because that's really the reality of it. And so you can't have any hard feelings. You've got to feel good that, you know, the rest of the guys were able to still get it done while also knowing that ring you get, you will have deserved because you got them as far as you did before you got hurt. So I don't think that there's any reason that Carson Wentz could not feel that he is as big a part of this thing as anybody.
Who's going to be the more successful Belichick assistant? Will it be Josh McDaniels, or will it be, for whatever reason, I wanted to call him Romeo Crennel, but that's not true, or will it be Matt Patricia?
Yeah, maybe it will be Romeo Crennel because he's the Texans defensive coordinator, and he's got all these people coming back. I like Josh McDaniels for a big reason. He's got Andrew Luck. So now you put the asterisk there. If Andrew Luck comes back to being, you know, intact physically and being the guy that we know he can be, I think that's a tremendous person to obviously to build a franchise around. And I like their general manager, Chris Ballard. And I think the tandem that they have will work there. Matt Patricia, I don't know. And here's the other thing that makes me say McDaniels, because this is going to be his second time around. And there's such an unknown with first-time head coaches. Now, I say that against the backdrop of Sean McVay will probably be the coach of the year, and he already has been named that with the writers' vote, and a lot of those guys vote for the AP vote, which is the official one. So McVay definitely coach of the year, front runner. First-time head coach, you know, you go back to some other guys over recent years, you know, Sean Payton, John Gruden, Mike Tomlin, okay? But for all of those guys, you probably have about 20 guys who didn't quite measure up their first time as head coach. And shoot, even Bill Belichick, first time as head coach. So I like the idea that Josh McDaniels will get another crack at it. And whatever he learned from how he needs to deal from what happened in Denver has got to benefit him. And he'll have a better quarterback than he had in Denver.
I think I'll have a better obviously I'll have a better shot. I still wonder about the whole Tebow first round thing, but no, I think when you have that second shot around, I mean, I've taken some heat for saying that I think Pat Shurmur might be okay in New York if they can get the quarterback thing figured out, because you can see it. I mean, Jerry, you know this. You see with some of these guys, they're not ready. They're not ready to be head coaches when they become head coaches, and some guys, I think Sean McVay would probably be one of the first ones to tell you, yeah, he's done an exceptional job. Yeah, Wade Phillips hasn't been a slouch either, working with his defense and making things a little bit easier there.
No, you've got to have a lot of things fall into place, and then, you know, you being able to work your expertise on whatever side of the ball you're on. But like you said, having Wade Phillips was very essential to what's happened with the Rams, and then they made a handful of really significant off-season moves personnel-wise. So, but yeah, McVay's system, love what he's done there. So. But Shurmur, I want to get back to him because you look at what happened with him in Cleveland, and that's your team, right? He didn't really get a fair shot, and you know, I mean, they ran him in and out of there. They sold the team. it just didn't seem like he really had a chance to get his footing there. So, and you could say that about a few Browns coaches. I mean, Trubisky got one and done, right?
Totally agree. So, totally agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think I don't think Shurmur, really had the opportunity there that you would expect. You want to give a guy at least 2-3 years or something. And I know everybody wants it to happen fast now. And not 2 years, 3 or 4 years, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, Jarrett, I thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the week up in Minnesota. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
We'll try to do it, Ken. Thanks a lot, man. The low tonight, I think it's going down to 2 or something crazy like that. So there we go.
Jared, thank you very much, friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.